and your abundance and your grace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else want to pray a prayer of thanksgiving? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes. Open our eyes.
Allow
yes.
us. Hallelujah.
With understanding to see who you are.
Yes.
To see the magnificence.
Yes.
And the glory and the brilliance.
Thank
of
yes.
How big you are.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Number on our heads.
Yes.
Oh, we love you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, you own everything, the birds, the fish, the animals, the stars.
Yeah.
Jesus, your grandeur and your bigness is way too much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just by revelation, open our eyes.
Yes,
Lord. See who you are.
Help us
yes.
to see you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we
thank
praise
you,
God.
Jesus.
Lord, Jesus, we know and are sure that you have the origin of eternal
that's
life.
That's right.
Yes.
We can go to know of it.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Where else could we go, God?
Thank you.
A reading from Jeremiah chapter 5. For I, the Lord, place the sand as a boundary for the sea. It is an eternal limit that it cannot pass. Though the waves may toss and roll, they may froth and foam, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot cross over it. I am in control, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No one and nothing can hinder me.
Thank you, Lord.
Even the hardships,
right.
even the sufferings that you go through,
right.
I have put a limit on.
Thank you, Jesus.
For I will not allow you to be tested beyond what you can possibly bear.
Thank you, Lord.
Have I not walked on the raging sea? Have I not rebuked the wind and the waves, resulting in calm and quiet?
Thank you, Lord.
For I tell you, do not allow your circumstances to get between me and you.
That's right.
Rather, pray and watch me get between your circumstances
yes,
and you.
Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Thank you.
For I am in control.
Amen.
And I set the limits.
Yes, God.
And nothing can hinder me, for I am God Almighty.
Thank you.
Therefore, rest in me
thank you.
And know I am in complete
control.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank
Lord,
you.
Lord,
thank
you.
Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray in response to this word. And this is from the Lord. How do we know it's from the Lord? It sounds like him. It's from the word of God. And I'm telling you right now, if you have unrepentant sin in your life, you have circumstances, you have cares that are pushing you down, you feel like you're drowning in, according to this word of God, don't let anything come in between the Lord and you. And so how do you do that? What do? You bring it to him. And so it's like taking a big rock and throwing it in the water. And maybe you're afraid right now that the splash is going to get on you. Like, I'm going to get wet if I do that. Well, you know what? Trust the Lord. He's big enough. If he controls the seas, you give it to him. And you say, Lord, if it's sin, you say, Lord, forgive me. I repent and turn away from it. Bring it to him. If it's a circumstance, if it's a whatever, you bring it to him. And he is faithful. So we're going to pray right now, and in your mind, just see it. See yourself taking that thing and chuck it in the water and let the Lord take it, because he is the God who has set the boundaries of the seas.
Amen?
Amen? Let's pray. Father, in response to this word, Lord, we come to you. And Father, we confess to you that we bring to you burdens of things that we have done wrong. We confess to you things that we regret. We confess to you, Lord, all the circumstances that feel like they are overwhelming us. Lord, we confess to you that there are things that we have let get in between you and us. Forgive us, Lord. Father, take these things. They're too big for us. Because you, O God, who control the seas, you, O God, who set its boundaries, you, O God, who is in control of all